And then finally, which leads us to our hero for the quarter, one of our favorite movies this year was Searching for Sugar Man, the wonderful documentary about Sixto Rodriguez, marvelous artist and musician from Detroit, who spent years in this country going unnoticed, and yet was a smash hit in South Africa. And the South Africans had become convinced or had been led to believe that he was no longer alive. Of course, he was alive and kicking and working in construction in the United States. But it's the story of a man who stays true to himself, and he stays the course. He doesn't try and work his way up the machinery. He's quite authentic. He simply does what he does, and he is what he is. And if that means he's got to go work construction, he will. Paul Ferguson put me onto the documentary months ago, and I thought I was bringing it to the Saleri Report as a real grassroots hit. And then before we got it to you, it won both the British and U.S. Academy Awards. I think a real sign that those systems are needing things that are authentic to affirm themselves, and that's a good thing. But this is the story of a man who stayed true to himself, who is deeply, deeply talented, deeply giving and concerned about the people around him and the human race. Marvelous human being, very both giving and talented. And he wins the crowd without the machinery, and finally the machinery affirms him. So it's kind of a fairy tale. It's a wow. And if you haven't seen the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, I can't recommend it to you enough.